Books on Tape presents The Color of Law by Mark Jimenez, read by Stephen Hoy. Scout, simply by the nature of the work, every lawyer gets at least one case in his lifetime that affects him personally. This one's mine, I guess. Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Prologue. Clark McCall was 30 years old and the sole heir to his father's $800 million fortune. He was also a major league screw-up, or so his father often said, usually right before threatening to cut Clark out of his will. Usually because of nights like this, drinking, drugs, and girls. It was Saturday night, and Clark, drunk on whiskey and wired on cocaine, was trolling for a hooker in his father's Mercedes-Benz. He had driven south on Harry Hines almost to downtown without luck. There were plenty of working girls, he just hadn't found the right one. He was now stopped at a light and staring up at the Dallas skyline rising above him, shadowy structures outlined in white and blue and green lights visible for 40 miles in the night sky. Looking up like that made him feel a little woozy, so he fumbled for the power switch and lowered his window. He leaned his head out and caught the summer breeze warm on his face. He inhaled the night air, the sweet scent of sex for sale. He closed his eyes and might have fallen asleep right there, except a cowboy in the pickup behind him hit his horn like a bugler sounding charge, which startled Clark. His eyes snapped open. The light had changed. He punched the accelerator and yanked the wheel hard to make a U-turn, but he gave it too much gas.